says something to Sherman during a football game ever. She has never done this. She's maybe done this twice before. Ever responded to him during this while he's in the room with her. She's in the same room. She never says this to her. They never have these exchanges. He just shouts. And she just sits there.
Smoke those racist terrorists!
Idiots. They're really fucking stupid, arrogant idiots. Very terrible people. Been dealing with this 4 years. 4 years. 4 whole years of this. Constant. Every week of my life in this house. Around him. Because he won't leave this house. He won't leave this house and he won't grow up and he won't get a job and he won't do anything and he doesn't have any health problems. He's pathetic. His ego is the only reason he's here. Addie lives right across the street from this. And she has so much room in that house. And she has an ego problem. And that's the only reason why I'm in this house getting beat down by this man. Yep, that's pathetic. Really pathetic. The man is such a sore loser that he can't watch a team lose on or win or whatever on TV during a football game. If he doesn't or want that to happen, whatever it is. It's just, I don't even like sports. I can't stand them. And if I... Yeah, that's the problem. Sherman's the problem. I can't believe Mom even said anything to him during it. She never says anything during these. She's just completely silent. Uh-oh. Dad doesn't say anything ever. Because he's old and afraid to get beat by the man. The man is big, muscular, 6 foot tall man who beats me. And I'm like, what, 5'9"? Transgender. Skinny. Compared to him, I'm half his size.